This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. The story is told of a preacher that went to a particular congregation, wanted to try out there to see if he could be their regular preacher for that congregation, and was asked by the elders if there was anything that he felt that he needed to share with the congregation there. The preacher shared four things that the elders found to be very interesting. First, he shared that he was a single man, that he had never been married, never had a relationship. And of course, the elders were somewhat concerned about that, because oftentimes the taboo is that preachers are hired with the idea that they'll bring a wife and maybe even some kids to boost the attendance. The wife can help out with the children's Bible program and so forth. This preacher wouldn't be able to do that, so it caused a little bit of concern for the eldership. Then the trying out preacher said, "Well, you also need to know that I'm an old man. I have aged quite a bit," and of course the elders again were somewhat concerned. Oftentimes the taboo or the idea is that we need to look at younger men who can have a lot of experience, which of course is a contradiction. We don't want older men. That would be, they'd spend more time in the hospital and more time sick than they would visiting the sick and helping those, and so the elders again were concerned. Then the preacher said, "You also need to know that I am a person who has not had a good history with local works before this one. You can call some of the places that I've been and find out that I'm responsible for stirring up a lot of trouble." And of course, the elders got greatly concerned about that. They want a peacemaker, somebody that's going to stand for the truth, but they don't want somebody that has a troubled past. And finally, the preacher says, "You also need to know I spent time in jail." And that was the straw that broke the camel's back, as it were. But as you can imagine, the elders were somewhat concerned, and they decided, you know, this might not be the man that we need to hire. You may have heard this illustration before, but of course, that would be the Apostle Paul trying out. In his later years, he was, of course, an old man. He was single. He had a history of a bad reputation with many congregations, and of course, he had spent time in prison for the cause of Christ. The story is also told of a man that was rejected and dejected by his family, disowned by his siblings, and was even exiled to another country. And while in that country, he, of course, committed some things that some people would consider to be crimes. They weren't crimes, but of course he was threatened by some to say, if you don't do certain things, and he wouldn't. He was a man of integrity and ended up in prison because they didn't want the integrity. They wanted him to be deceitful. But while in prison, he became a model prisoner. And of course, you know the story of how he was eventually taken out of prison and put in charge of the country's period of time when they would have a famine. And that is, of course, the Old Testament character in the book of Genesis called, or named, Joseph. Both Paul and Joseph give us an idea of what it means to be resilient. Jesus himself said, "Because they hate me, you know they're going to hate you." James said, "Count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." One of the things that Christians can be renowned for, can be known for, is the resilience that we have, that when we focus on the Lord, whether it be in a dispensation like Joseph, or in the New Testament dispensation like Paul, when we focus on the Lord, we find the ability to overcome trials and heartaches and hurts in this life. We find the ability to be resilient in the things that we do. Oh, what a blessing resilience can be if we will focus on the Lord. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is the Christian Counselor.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.